Welcome back, everyone. I'm Nick.
Yo soy Andres Cortez.
And you're watching KFAF, the show that is not just one lingual, Andy. It's two lingual. We're in week 17 of quarantine right now, and I don't know that I'll ever go back to jeans. I had a thing I had to do today at 2:15 that required me to leave the house, and I was like, I think just from now on, it's all about the sweatpants.
Really?
So don't you think? So I don't think I'm going back to jeans ever again.
You don't feel like every once in a while you like, because here's what I think. You know when Greg goes to the office and sometimes for Games Daily he'll dress up in a suit and tie.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I have felt about wearing jeans recently, where it's like, all right, time to dress to the nines. And I'll put on my pair of Amazon Essentials jeans that I bought for, I think, $22.
Sure.
Hopefully
sure.
They're on sale because I've been needing a more recent pair. Getting a little big around the waist. You know what I mean?
Therein lies the problem, right? Is that you're right. I look at jeans now like the three-piece suit. I look at those and I'm like, man, all these bankers and all these finance people having to go to work in their jeans, these stuck-up stiffs, like, why don't you just, like, are you even living your life? Are you even living your life because you have to wear those horrible, horrible, constricting jeans? But the real reason, the hidden darkness underneath it, Andy, and I'm glad you asked, is honestly that I think I've gained probably about 6 pounds since quarantine started, and I am terrified of my jeans.
Six?
Terrified.
Lucky, dude.
I think. Really? How much weight do you think you've put on?
Oh, but easily over 10. Easily over 10. But I have been going on walks recently, Nick. I started this whole walking regimen. And today I woke up feeling like complete ass. And a lot of people watching this might say, well, Andy, quit going to bed at 4 in the morning and getting 5 hours of sleep. No, I've been getting like 9 hours of sleep, 8 hours of sleep for the last few nights. But I've been waking up feeling like butt. And it's like a mood thing. It's like I'm just negative and I just like don't feel like doing anything. But then I went out for a walk and I started strutting my stuff and I kind of jogged just down a block or whatever. And your energy, the rays from the sun are hitting me and I'm feeling great now. And suddenly my mood just turns around. But then, Nick, the mood comes back around.
Oh,
to a corner store to buy some CZ and some energy drinks. And I get there and the dude's like, man, our card system isn't working. Do you got any... do you have cash on you? I say no. I don't have cash. I can use like my Google Pay thing. And he's like, no, we don't have that. Everything's down right now, sir. You could go to the ATM and take out money. So I'm starting to think: was this all planned? Did they want me to go to the ATM to spend an extra $4 so that I could buy $6 worth in soda, equaling up to $9? Or what's the math there?
$10. Six plus four. $10.
Six plus four. Right, but what about carrying the three?
You have to carry the three. So it's probably $6. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
around spend, there.
Actually a wash.
Around there. Yeah. But I'm pissed off because, like, here I am spending extra. And then you know what he's got the fucking... You know what he's got? He's got the gusto to do, Nick? He charges me for the fucking bag.
Oh, my God, see, dude.
You're making me pay extra at the ATM, and then you're charging me extra for a bag. And he apologized too. Don't apologize.
That's some pre-corona time bullshit. Right now, people need to be giving people bags for free. I just spent $5 on a roll of paper towels, and I don't feel good about it, but guess what? I have paper towels. And a lot of people say, Nick, what do you use the paper towels for? And you know what I say, Andy? Whatever the fuck I want. Whatever the hell I want to use the paper towels for.
I've been going through a weird thing because, like, paper towel and toilet paper... That's what to use for the bedroom, right? That's for happy time when Andy has his happy time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, what do I use now, you know?
Well, you could go the route of young Tim Gettys and just pop it off into a sock. Definitely have two different drawers for your walking socks versus your sex socks. Mm-hmm. Because you don't want to mix those up. You don't want to be, all of a sudden someone's like, Andy, time for a walk. We got to go urban hiking. And I'm just top of my head, smoking hot chick or like really good looking dude with a beard. And he's like, let's go out. Let's go urban hiking. And you're like, that sounds so good. That sounds exactly like what I need right now. Let me just put my socks on. First sock goes in, jelly in the toes.
I mean, it could cure, you know, toe fungus or maybe some dry. Maybe you got some dry athlete's foot, you know.
It could just glue your toes together. And then you have to do the thing like when you get super glue on your hands, you're like,
You got webbed feet.
Exactly. Better for swimming.
Better swimming.
We found it, ladies and gentlemen. Just like our Patreon producers this month found us. Shout out to Mohammed Mohammed, Justin Toft, Das Barajew, and Blackjack Ragnarok.
DDJ.
That's right. You have finally evolved to your final form, Blackjack. You are the Ragnarok now. Congratulations. By the way, if you continue to support us on Patreon, next month you just go back to Blackjack. That's it. It starts
Damn.
All over again.
I was wondering what the cycle there would be, Nick. I was worried that DBJ and BJR and Momo
Squared.
And JT, Justin Toft. How many? There was four, right?
That was the four. Yeah, that was the four for this
month. So what I was worried about is, like, maybe we give them all their evolutions and then they're like, cool, I'm out. And it's like, oh, we still need them for their financial support.
No, because A, we desperately need you guys for your financial support. And B, if you remember correctly, all of these guys, huge fans of the 1980s film, The Last Dragon. And I know, Andy, I talk about it a lot. You're a huge fan, too. But if you remember correctly in the plot line, he earns a patch. He gets to the highest level, basically, of his study. Mm-hmm. But he's trying to become, like, a master. Because at the master, you get this cool power, and you basically can, I guess, not only do you get the cool power, but you can franchise out the place, start your own dojo, make a little scrap on the side. You know what I mean? We don't want to live with mom and dad forever. But at the beginning of the film, he's achieved almost the highest level, and his master comes up and strips him of his rank. He was like, you're amazing, and he strips him of his rank. And he's like, what have I done? What have I done? And thus, he basically sends him all the way back in a loop to the beginning, and he's ashamed by it. But his master at the end, Andy, if you remember...
I don't.
The reason he did it was because he wanted the guy to know that rank doesn't matter, right? Form doesn't matter. You've always been a master.
Your heart.
You're already a master. You just need to believe in yourself. So this patch doesn't matter.
Oh, what a lesson.
Does that make sense? It was a great lesson.
Mr. Miyagi, he's in that one?
No. Very similar actor, but cooler. I think his name was like... Timac or Tyco or Takan or Toyota or Terry or Larry or Bob?
Yeah.
Bob Takagami? Joey Takagami? Joey Noel? Was Joey in that movie?
Boanna.
When's the last time you called Joey Boanna?
Honestly, it was like 2 weeks ago in Animal Crossing.
Was it?
When you go visit each other's islands, you can leave a little message on their little bulletin board and be like, hey, great, I miss you. Or, hey, cool, it was great seeing you. And I just put, hey, Boanna.
Oh, man, I bet she loved that. I bet Joey misses us, but not enough.
Not enough.
To care.
No. It's got to be similar to if you have a family member that you don't mind seeing, but... Mm-hmm. Definitely, like, there's a time limit on it, right?
Like, I feel like I am Joey's grandma.
Okay.
In that, you know how, like, when you're at like your parents' house visiting, and you're like, it already took me so much energy to go over to the parents' house. Then the phone rings. Who is it? That's right. It's Nana. It's Mima. Mima's calling, and you go, I don't want to talk to Mima right now. I don't want to talk to her because it's gonna take too long. And I love her, and she's amazing, but I just don't. I don't want to talk to her. And then your dad puts the phone in your ear, and you go, I don't want to. And then right when he gets, you go, hey, oh hey, Mima, hello, yes, I'd love to hear about your new walker.
Yeah,
I'm the walker to Joey.
What's interesting is you call your Mima Mima, and that's what I call my Mima Mima.
Do you?
And she tells me about walkers all the time, but it's Walker Texas Ranger.
Of course, that's exactly what I meant. You understand that when I said my new walker, I meant
the new episode.
My grandmother loves watching the new episodes of Walker Texas Ranger. Thankfully, she has dementia, so we just play season one, episode one. When she gets to the end, we just play episode one again. She has no idea. She goes, wow, their facelifts look so good.
Man, do we have the same grandma? That's what I'm starting to wonder right now.
Are we brothers?
Was your grandma really into watching Viper?
Called Joey Noel. Joey, it's Nick. You're on KFAF with Nick and Andy. How are you?
Oh, you know, chilling.
Okay.
How are you guys?
I'm good. I have two questions for you. One, do you view me sort of like an estranged relative that you really don't want to talk to on the phone, but then your dad puts the phone in your ear during like Thanksgiving? You're like, I don't want to talk. And then you start talking. You go, okay, that was worth it.
I would say no, because those are the people that usually call me and then I don't answer, and then I text him back like hours later, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I missed your call. I'll call you next week, and then I never do. Versus, at least I answered the phone when you called. So I don't know really what that means.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. Yeah. That is very, very true.
Am I legally obligated to answer the phone when you call, though?
I mean, legally obligated? No. But we do work together, and so yeah. my first thought always when I call you is that there's a 50-50 shot she answers because she'll think it'll be something important. And then literally 100% of the time, it's not. It's just this.
It's literally never anything important.
Next question for you. Do you think Andy and I have been secretly brothers the entire time?
Ooh.
Because let me explain to you. We just discovered that both of our grandmothers used to watch Walker Texas Ranger. So we're thinking maybe they were the same person and we just never saw each other at holiday parties.
It's possible.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely possible. I feel like the fact that you guys are from different states make it hard, but okay. I don't know. You guys are both musically inclined.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Both have beards.
Sure are, yeah.
You both have beards. Mm-hmm. You both complain about losing your hair.
Dude, she's fucking nailing it. She is nailing this. It's uncanny.
You both do have a really, really strong affinity for Coke Zero.
Whoa. This is crazy, Nick.
Like, I feel like
this is crazy.
Is just stacking in your favor.
Joey, I'm going to let you go, but before I do, I want you to do me a favor and just go up and just, you know, maybe steal something. Like, steal a shoe from Tim's room, and let's see how long it takes for him to notice.
Joey.
Andy, can't hear you.
Joey.
It's time for Surgery Station. Hit me with that intro.
You got the drums?
I got okay. It, bro. Hold on, ready?
Ready, go.
It's Surgery Station!
Stars is movies, only movies, only movies. One, two, three. Does it burn when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
There's blood in your poo.
Surgery Station, we're the doctors for you. We're the doctors for you.
I don't know if I nailed any of that.
All right, Andy, here's where we're at with Surgery Station. As the cock crows, as they say, the score is $1,200 to $2,100. And if you remember, both of us failed miserably to get the Charlie horse for $400. Now there's a lot of game left. I haven't done an official count, but I think I can come back based on how many cards are left. It's on you to try and get that Charlie horse.
Okay.
Now I tell you this, I looked it up the other day. Charlie horse, the hardest piece in all of Surgery Station to get.
Are you sure it's just not because you're really bad at the game and you're just making that
no.
up?
No, that's not possible. I'm not bad at anything. Especially when I'm the only thing I'm bad at, Andy, is finding my long lost brothers because it's taken me 40 years to find you. I could stay awake just to hear you sleeping.
Is it breathing or sleeping?
Breathing, I think. I could stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Sleeping, breathing.
Put my hands around your neck. Just listen while I'm creeping. And then I squeeze your neck and look into your dead eyes.
These aren't.
Just want to stay like this till the cops come and get me. Oh, oh, I don't want you to close your eyes. I don't want you to fall asleep because I killed you, Andy, and I'm never going to kill you again.
Wow, I didn't know. I never realized those were the lyrics. They're so personal.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I looked it up. That's what Aaron Smith meant when he wrote those.
Aerosmith. You mean Aerosmith. All right, time to go for the Charlie horse, Nick.
It's crazy. Andy, I've been listening to a lot of Linkin Park recently because of the Transformers movies. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which song do you think is their best song? Because I feel like which album do you think is the best, Andy? Which album do you think is the best?
Of Linkin Park, I mean,
yeah.
It's probably the first one, Hybrid Theory. Hybrid Theory had a, in the end, it also had Crawling in My Skin. That was probably my favorite one. That song sounded very liquidy. There was a lot of liquid to that vibe.
Like wet? Like
yeah, it was a very like liquid future. If you could picture liquid metal, that's what that the song that song reminded me of. You know when Mario in Mario 64 becomes Metal Mario?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. Where he jumps in and he gets... It's hard, isn't it, when people talk to you the whole time? Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Oh, God. Hold on.
How we doing? How we doing?
I'm trying to just...
I just feel like...
I'm trying to scoot it... Ah, fucking shit!
Yeah,
God buddy. Damn it!
Eat it, eat it.
God
eat
damn it, dude. Eat it.
All Andy wants to do is eat it.
Fucking ass.
Show him what's happening with Surgery Station. He went for the horse, but he ate a pile of shit. Cause eat it.
Eat it, Andy.
Oh! So I'm still going for Charlie Horse, right?
Yeah, you're Charlie still horse? Going for Carlitos Caballo. El Caballo Carlos. Caballo Carlos. Oh, man. So you said you didn't like the third Linkin Park song on...
Eat It.
No way! Eat it. There's no eat way!
It. That was the key. The key was I had to just focus.
There's eat no it. Fucking way.
That's what I'm talking about.
I am so impressed.
And all Andy wants to do is eat it. Show him what's right and show him what's right. I'm going to stick this horse up your fucking tight little butthole. Butthole, butthole.
Butthole.
Butthole, butthole. Butthole, butthole.
Butthole, butthole. Butthole, butthole. Look on my leg. I felt something touch my leg.
All right, Andy. So there it is. Now the official score. I get 400 points on that bad boy, bringing me up to 1,800 points, and you are 2,100 points. You're still beating by 300 points, but now that I've got this current, this new system figured out, I feel. Do you feel that, Andy? Do you hear, listen?
You don't have
listen.
Shit figured out,
Andy. Shh. Listen, listen.
For what?
Listen. Do you feel that?
No, I don't.
Do you feel it? Do you feel it coming? It's a comeback. Andy, do you smell that?
I don't hear shit, dude. It's I don't smell shit.
It smells like a comeback.
No, it doesn't. It sure doesn't.
And a little like Teen Spirit. I smell a little stinky in here.
That's gross. Why does your room smell like Teen Spirit?
Butthole, butthole. Butthole, butthole.
Does it burn when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
Is your blood in your poo?
Surgery Station.
Where the doctor's for you? Where the doctor's for you?
Last week, you had a zinger of an idea. Everyone that went over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and gave us Photoshop challenges failed in comparison to you. Should they try harder, or are you just the best? That's not for me to decide. That's for God to decide. You know what I'm saying? When you go out in the field, you fucking kill them all, let God sort them out. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Of course.
See what I'm saying? Last week, Photoshop challenge. Young Nick and Fran. 8 smoking hot entries to this challenge this month. Let's start it off with Austin Blakeslee. Opening.
Oh, cool.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Okay.
That makes me sad that I looked that bald in that ad. But I will say this, forhims.com/morningshow. There it is. Use morning show at checkout. I don't know if that works still.
It's obviously helped you know?
I mean, look at how I got more hair and a little shorter.
Yeah.
Because of it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Hims causes you to be shorter. That's not anywhere close for their literature. That's not a side effect at all.
Yeah.
But if you want to have a bigger peepee and more hair, you got to be a little shorter. You got to give something up, Andy.
Sure.
What would you give up? What would you give up for more hair? What would you give up? Would you give a half an inch off of your penis for just a full head of hair?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could give up like 3 or 4, maybe 5.
Now, are you saying that because you don't use your penis ever?
Yeah. All right, let's read this really quick. Yeah, statistics show that most men won't win a Streamy past the age of 40, but we disagree. Thanks to Hims, men now have easier, more affordable access to the products that help you remain relevant on the internet, even when you're way past your prime. Don't let your hairline be the one that got away. Man.
I don't think we need to put way past our prime in that, Andy. I feel like past your prime would be fine.
No, I think it's good. I think it works really well. Yeah. It's a great ad.
I don't see there being a it's just one more word that I want it to be there.
Yeah, you know? way past your prime. Yeah, it's kind of the dagger, right? Great job, cool. Austin. I like this a lot.
Good job, Austin.
Especially the fact that Fran becomes you afterwards. That's really cool.
No, I become Fran.
No,
I become Fran.
Before is bald Nick, and then after is Fran with hair.
Yeah, but you said Fran becomes you. I become Fran.
You become Fran. Do we carry the three there? All right, number two, Formatics. This is great.
Oh, why not?
Since Nick loves DJ so much, and his DJ hairstyle and DJ Nutter Butter. But the way they're spelled, the way that we have fucking umlauts or whatever the fuck these things are on the S
Some
and the E.
Some sort of weird French accent. We don't know. That's great.
It's like your German like DJs or something like that.
Pretty cool. B2B DJ set 9 p.m. live stream event. Kind of funny records.
What does like B2B stand for?
DJ Nutter Butter. Back to back DJ
sets. Oh, okay. Cool. Very cool.
You would know that if you knew DJs like I do. See, people just think, Andy, they think that I hate DJs without knowing anything about DJs. It's actually quite the contrary. I hate them because I know them. Number three comes from Hoodie at Hoodies Everywhere.
Hoodies Elsewhere.
It is unfortunate.
Hoodie Elsewhere.
Hoodies Elsewhere. Hoodie Elsewhere. Hoodie Elsewhere.
Oh, it's the odd couple, but it's the old couple.
This is awesome.
All they did
this
was erase.
This is really well done.
That's great.
Is very well done with this. I like that he put just a little bit of my bald hair sticking out of that cap. And Fran looks a little... Follow me on this one. The inspector from Lupin. The Lupin
series. Absolutely, absolutely. Either that or...
Zenigata. He looks like Inspector Zenigata.
He's a mix with that dude and Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes. You know? I like this. This is my winner so far. This is going to be a hard one to dethrone. The first one was good. This one, I like the vintage-y style of it. He did a good job color matching with it. Very, very good.
Yeah, that's really cool. Very good. I like that a lot. Number four, Brotherhood of Steel. Oh, Nick in a box. This is great.
This is amazing. This is really well done. It's times like this, Andy, that I'm very thankful that we didn't tell Fran this was happening. Because he's going to be so confused by all of this. And it brings me a little bit of satisfaction.
What I would love is that for people to just randomly photo these tweets to him.
Oh, I used to do that a lot.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. I've walked in the back office before, and you would just be there photoshopping Fran on a really buff body.
Mm-hmm. Only Fran. It's only Fran, and only just incredibly buff, just incredibly
muscular,
muscular and oiled out bodies. Yeah. The oilier and the more muscular and the less clothes, the better.
Super hairy too. The big bear, you know.
It's the big. You know what it is. You know what they always say. The famous saying, Andy, is, and it came from me photoshopping Fran. Hog up front, bear in the back.
Whose saying is that?
It's just a famous saying. It's like top three sayings. You're damned if you do. You're damned if you don't. Rising tide lifts all boats.
Eat my shorts.
And eat my shorts. That's up there. That's top five. Yeah. Rounding out that top five though. Sweat hog in the front. Big old beefy boofy bear in the back.
You're adding more to it. You're adding more to the quote. Let's go to number five from Chance T Pants.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, this one's really good.
I don't.
This one's really good.
You know, I don't know why I open my soul to you people every week after week. I don't know why I expect anything from you other than just fucking with me. This is Mirabella Scarpino twins. Only their mother could tell them apart.
This is great.
This is great.
This is fantastic.
This is really fucking good.
Let's go for number six, who is from Robin GL. Robin GL says it's their second submission. Oh, wow. This is from the show Next. Remember MTV's Next?
Yes, I do. Fran, 40, brilliant hair, can play guitar, Twitch streamer.
Well.
Nick, 70. Okay.
Question mark. The question mark's a great addition. Hates words, grumpy daddy material, can't take a joke. He's a great. Ah, oh, Robin GL. This is my winner so far, man.
Before we opened this, Robin, I was going to say I haven't seen your name in a while.
Yeah.
And I was very happy to see it. Very happy to see it until really the question mark. Because the question mark, Andy, denotes maybe he's older. That's what it really thinks. That's what he's really saying, right? He's not saying like 70, he could be younger. It's a 70, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
He could be 80.
Yeah. And like, I think
I ask you, Andy, can an 80-year-old do this? See that?
I didn't know.
See it? Look at that deep squat.
Is there more to that, or?
Deep squat.
Is that all you're doing? Just a deep squat? My two favorite details on this Photoshop, obviously the question mark after 70, but also how well out of the bounding box.
Out of the boundaries, yeah.
It's a great little detail.
And that's the thing that people don't know about Fran, is that you can't put him in a box.
Yeah, you can't contain him.
Because he'll ask you so many questions about the box that you'll just want to leave him alone. You're going to want to walk out of that room. Well, are we talking about a cardboard box?
Yeah.
Is it a white cardboard box or one of those brown cardboard boxes? Can I recycle it? Is it the kind of box I can take something back on Amazon afterward, but do I have to rip the little label off the box? Yeah. Or does it come with not a label
on
the
box? Does it come with a lid? Vacuum sealed? Will germs get in there? Do I have to wash it every time?
Yeah. Did I get hair products in the box? Was there food in the box beforehand? Does the box have a weird funky smell?
What's the min-max on the box? Does a box have +4 attack? Box has a higher defense, so I have to have a higher magical property to it.
What's the box's kill-death ratio? Do I have to aim down sides? Is this game gonna cost me any money, or is it free to play?
I love how he's just becoming, like, a Southwestern banker.
You know what, people? If you're watching this episode and we've made you laugh just one time, I want you to walk into the next room to whoever you're sheltering in place with, hit him right in the dick. And be like, that's from KFAF. Watch next week or else.
Or else what? What's the...
There's no really or else. I mean, I guess you could hit him in the dick again, but you've already done that, so it just seems like they'll know what's coming and they'll deflect. Mm-hmm. Maybe hit you in the dick. So be careful. Because...
Watch out.
There's a lot of sayings out there, Andy. That, you know, sweat hog in the back, big old boofy bear in the... Yeah. You know, sweat hog in the front,
I've heard
big old
these,
boofy
yeah.
bear in the back.
Yeah.
And then you hit me in the dick, I hit you in the dick.
Okay.
Eye for an eye, dick for a dick punch.
Okay.
Dick punch for
dick punch.
Dick punch
for dick punch is what you meant to say.
That's what I meant to say. Two more. Ben, please be excited. Has given us something.
Old mile. Instead of 8 mile. Like, it doesn't make sense. They just replaced 8 with old. Like, all they did was replace the number 8 with the word old. But it's great. And we have Cool Greg laughing in the back. We got Blessing as well. And we have Fran Mirabella in the background. Like, I'm not sure what Ben was going for here, but it's still great, you know?
Oh, I think I know what Ben was going for here. So you better watch your sweet cheeks. Because you know what they say, Andy. They always say...
A dick punch for a dick punch.
Dick punch for a dick punch?
Yeah.
Sweaty hog meets furry bear equals slip and slide. Lastly, we've got... JC Lego Man coming at us. Oh my god. You have to listen to the debut album from a hot new boy band called Nick.
This is the winner.
This is the winner.
This is the winner.
This is so good. He even got a wedding picture for my brother's wedding.
What?
He went to my brother's Instagram, which is a wasteland that I do not recommend anyone go to.
What the fuck?
That's me for my brother's wedding. That's me from when I was in my yearbook photo from high school.
And the middle one is clearly Walt Jr. from Breaking Bad.
I have no idea where he got that picture from. I think that's my face on someone else's body, maybe France, because I've never had hair that good in my entire life.
Got it.
Wow. Look, Andy, again, let me just draw your attention toward my hairline in the far
right.
That's what it used to look like, Poppy. Look at that.
It's not even necessarily the hairline. It's more like it's the amount of trees in the forest. It's so densely populated up there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, because I still have that general, like, shape.
Yeah.
It's just this area right here, if you can see it, Andy, if you're editing this part, please zoom in right here. This area right here is, that's where the fire happened, and it never grew back.
Yeah.
The wildfire. Are we calling JC Lego Man our winner for today?
Lego Man? JC Lego Man? Yeah, I would say that Josh C. JC
Lego Man. Is that what that word says?
Would put this one as our winner, yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, JC Lego Man. You have won. Who knows if you'd have gone first if you'd have won, but this is the last one and it's pretty great. And I also just I like myself in that middle picture. I'd be sexy AF.
But you know, shout out to Hoodie Elsewhere for the old couple.
That was great. That was really good. Shout out to everyone this week. Y'all did great this week.
Chance T. Chance T. Pants with the twins one. Again, very minimal work, but the job was done, you know.
And I'll give a shout out to Robin as well. Robin GL for the wheel. That got me. That got a good. Right on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, next week's challenge. And of course, if you want to submit ideas for these Photoshop challenges, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunny, back is the $5 tier, and you can submit ideas for the Photoshop challenges, bits we do on the show every week, and of course, you can ask Andy anything, which we'll do at the end of this episode as well. Next week, because we are doing a very, very fun series here over on youtube.com/kindoffunny called View Askew in Review, we're going to be doing all the Kevin Smith movies. In honor of that, I want you guys to put any kind of funny people in any View Askew thing, whether it's a scene from one of Kevin Smith's movies, a poster, whatever you guys want to do. Let's have some fun with it. And I think we're going to have some, I think it's going to be a really good time. This week, Andy and I have been going stir crazy. So we thought it would be a good idea to get out of the house. And what better way to spend time in nature than going for an urban hike? What's up, everybody? I'm Nick.
I'm Andy.
We're here urban hiking together. Andy? How you feeling, buddy?
I'm feeling pretty good, Nick.
You know, real urban hikers, ladies and gentlemen, they wear leggings and shorts. But Andy here only had shorts, yeah. and I only have leggings. So in these Corona times, you got to make do best you can. It's a nice day out, lots of people out. You're already too close to me. You're already too close.
Sorry.
And I'm gonna tell you this: we gotta stay 6 feet apart. And the way we're gonna do that is I brought 6 feet of string with us.
Yeah.
To make sure that if it starts to slack, if you feel the slack on the string, it means that we are we're too close.
I feel like just put the length of one of us in between each other. You know,
we're six feet tall. Tie that one around your waist. Okay, now I'm gonna tie this one around your waist. I'm just gonna touch. There you go. Okay, I feel like this is good. Okay. Good. Are you getting it? Great. So as you guys can see, we have our safety string here, and we know that if it starts to slack, we're getting too close to each other.
I feel like there's a lot of noise pollution behind us.
Yeah, I don't want to go to that. That's California right there.
Yeah. No, thank you. I want to be able to see the stars, Nick.
Well, we're gonna have to wait a few hours for that, Andy. As you know, the stars not out until I think the sun sets at 8 o'clock. The fun part about doing an urban hike, ladies and gentlemen, is you can make it as long or as short as you want. For instance, when my wife and I go for hikes, we generally go at a pretty quick pace for a couple hours just to work up a nice sweat. Some other members of Kinda Funny, you know, maybe they go for 5 minutes, get a cup of coffee, eat 2 cookies, go right back to playing their PlayStation 4. Maybe that's how you get 1.3 million Twitter followers.
That's a pretty, that's a targeted joke right there, Nick. I don't know if he was making fun of your fitness. I think it was just more of a, the terminology used in the urban hike. I think it's just a funny thing, you know, funny thing to call it.
Well, you know, if you're like, I mean, people call people gamers, but really what you are, you're a person who's playing video games. But you have to come up with a name for it to make it cool if you want it to catch on. You can't just put hashtag video gamer playing games. You know, you put hashtag gamer, right?
Sure. Sure,
hashtag
Nick.
Hashtag dopeness.
Okay.
Watch out. There we go. Sorry. Just keep it taut. But let's make sure we don't clothesline any small dogs.
That's what I'm kind of worried about, Nick.
Are you worried about that?
Yeah.
Now, your stick is not as extended as mine. Should mine be less extended than yours?
Well, I mean, I just don't know if we need that much distance between you and the camera.
You've been getting out there? You've been doing the urban hikes, Andy?
I've been doing some urban hikes. Kind of around more of this northish area.
Okay. You know, in San Francisco, we don't have to wear masks outside, but we do have to wear them when we go inside to places. And I forgot a mask today. I left it back in my car, so Andy's gonna have to go inside if I need to go to the bathroom.
Those leggings are so tight, I think I can see your butthole.
Can you see my butthole?
Kinda.
Can you see my back lips? Giving the kids what they want, man.
Yeah. You haven't complimented my mask yet.
Your mask is amazing. It does look like you stole that from a 67-year-old woman. So it's good, though. It's good.
No, Alyssa's mom made it for us.
For you?
Yeah. That's cool. Jesus.
Right. Well, okay. This is the one you got to be careful with urban hiking when you're using the string method. It's dangerous, people. Very dangerous.
There we go.
I mean, we're already getting weird judgy looks from people.
Yeah.
Like those two runners that just passed us gave us weird judgy looks. But, like, fuck them. They're running, right? Like, at least we're not breathing out heavily onto everyone as we run by them.
Exactly. I'm not exasperating myself. Yeah, I mean, we had a packed day, Nick. We had such a packed really day.
Yeah. Transformers in the morning, production meeting, Predator, hunting grounds. Man, how bad did Tim suck in that?
He was awful.
He was so terrible, bad. Dude.
I was murking people left.
You came in as the Predator and you just destroyed us.
It was fun.
Look at this. See that? I wish I had a stoop like this. That's a nice stoop. Hey, everyone. Hi. Wave. Hi.
I wish I had a stoop, too.
You have a little bit of a stoop.
It's about a quarter stoop.
It's more than a stoop than I have. I don't have that much of a stoop.
What percentage of stoop you got?
I have probably half a stoop, probably.
Look at this. I've never been up this far, Nick.
There's a great little park here.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We're going to walk into it.
Okay.
See, again, that's the whole point of the urban hike, Andy, is that you get to discover cool parts of the city that you've never seen before.
You know?
So urban hiking. How you guys doing?
It smells like grass and nature out here.
See, they know what an urban hike is. I don't understand why other people don't know what an urban hike is. It's like this is common terminology.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if that's true.
Gosh. I'll be honest, I don't know where we are anymore. I think we've walked into a different county.
I'm kind of scared, honestly.
Like, did you notice that all the sound went away?
Yeah.
And it smells like nature, and it's really
like
good.
It's like when you walk into a different part of Disneyland. It's, you know?
Yeah. But like the part where only the rich people are allowed.
Yeah, because these houses
we're
are really nice.
We're definitely in a rich neighborhood right
these
now.
These houses are real nice.
See, look how much fun we're having urban hiking together.
This is a cool little adventure we're going on. I feel like we're about to get, like, we're Pokemon trainers. We're going to go train now. We're going to go catch wild. Oh, careful.
Oh, okay. Let's do that.
It's dark and scary.
Andy, what did you do to the string?
I took it off, man.
What?
Sorry. It was just getting constricting. People were giving us weird looks.
Do you ever look at, like, wood like this and just think we're just giant hamsters?
Wow. I mean, I never did now, but now I will. You know? In this sort of mulch.
Like, I feel like we're just, this is one, just the world is one big hamster bowl. And we're just hamsters.
Like a Men in Black with the universes on the...
Exactly.
On the cat's...
Exactly.
Necklace.
Orion's belt.
Yes, Nick. I've never in my... I think that's the first time as a child that I ever felt a mind blow moment. Mm-hmm. You know? I think that was it where I thought, wow... We are really small.
We are tiny.
In this big universe, you know?
I mean, that's not actually a real thing, but if it was, it would be really... Well, that was just a movie. It was a fictitious portrayal of what, you know, of how quantum physics could work. But that's not real. They don't have real cat collars that can hold universes.
Huh. Big Willy style, you know?
Andy, how are you enjoying your first urban hike?
You know, Nick, it's interesting that you asked that because I feel like it's, you've never had Mexican food before?
Nope, never have.
And then you have it and you're like, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I get what people have been raving about this whole time.
Yep.
That's how it kind of is right here, you know? Like, I understand it. I'm feeling the blood flow. The oxygen is going into my heart, you know?
Do you feel like you'll, now that you've had a taste of the urban hike, do you feel like you'll do this, like, on a more regular basis?
Ooh, like bi-monthly or tri-monthly?
Well, I mean, you try, sure, 3 times a month, 4 times a
no,
month.
No, once every 3 months.
Oh!
Maybe then. Like, it's possible.
Okay.
That's where I do it, but,
Okay.
Yeah, other than that, I mean, you know, not a whole lot of fun.
Oh.
Yeah.
You just go for days, you know? Just keep walking till those glutes are burning, you know
get
what I mean?
The calves are feeling great. I'm feeling awesome.
God,
right now.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta do it. Oh, you know what, Andy, hold on. Let me clean this real quick. Just clean this off real quick.
You're very generous of you.
Yeah, I just, you know, give back. You gotta give back a little bit. Definitely use, we got the good Clorox wipes cleaning this shit too, right?
A good spot to stretch your hamstrings to.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, but if you're gonna do that, maybe just use the lower bench area to do it here, right? Because I feel like maybe they serve food on this table.
Smart.
I don't know, something like that.
Oh no, Nick! There's a dead pigeon. Careful! There's a dead.
Andy, that's a glove.
That's a glove.
That's just a glove.
Right. It had the patterning, the texturing looked like a.
Okay. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Now it's time for Ask Andy Anything.
Ask Andy Anything.
Andy, first question comes from Grant Burton. He actually asked it last week, but you were a little sleepy last week, if you remember.
Yeah, I don't. I don't remember, actually. I don't remember much about it.
No, I mean, it wasn't that big of a deal. You just kind of passed out, and we had to call the paramedics for a little bit.
Oh.
First off, I called Barrett, but for some reason, you guys just don't like interacting with each other at home.
Yeah.
So he was like, I can't get into this. I have to have work-life boundaries. And to be honest, I really respect that. I'm glad we were able to call. So what I had to do was I had to call Greg to tell Joey to call a paramedic to come over to your house. Of course, we did not have your address. We don't know where you live. So Joey actually had to call Alyssa to call Greg to have Greg give Joey the address to give to the EMS people. So I apologize that it took a little longer than expected to come revive you. But you look good.
Thanks. Thank you. I wish I didn't know all the details. I'm a little bit more worried about what happened, but...
No, you were out for, I mean, grand total. They say you can live without oxygen to your brain for a solid hour, 2 hours. So, you know, we tested that.
That's a long time. Okay.
You're a medical miracle is what you are.
Oh, okay, cool. Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
First question comes from Grant Burton. Andy, what are your recommendations or pieces of advice for PC gaming beginners?
Ooh, well, I mean, so this opens up a lot of different questions, Nick. Are they talking about, is Grant talking about what equipment to get? Is Grant talking about trying to become an FPS legend like myself?
I would assume all of the above. You can boil it down to just, hey, like, what kind of equipment, what's a good starter rig for someone who wants to one day, maybe 12, 16 years from now, become part of the Nitro Rifle Association?
Well, it takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of dedication. And it takes a lot of your money, really. Which, by the way, Nick, I think you're owed your annual dues, $4,400.
You're gonna pay me $4,400?
No, the Nitro Rifle Association. You owe the Nitro Rifle Association. You're way past due, but we'll talk about that later.
I don't remember paying that last year. Was that? I mean, I do remember seeing a credit card, a debit from my credit card last December for $4,400.
Yeah,
but that said, it was for quote unquote, make an ugly online. I don't know what that. I thought it was like a porn thing.
No, it definitely wasn't a porn thing.
Did we answer his question? I don't even know.
So Grant, I would say lower sensitivity the better, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of what you want in your in bed back here. Lower sensitivity, right?
You don't want to be. I mean, it's because a lot of parallels between gaming and being in the bed.
You shoot you off too blow, early.
Don't want to do too early, okay? Because then you let your team down, you let yourself down, and you're disgraced to the Scarpino family bloodline.
How's that going, by the way, with you?
My bloodline?
Just like your overall self-esteem.
I mean, you know, good. I feel pretty good about myself. I think one of these days we're going to have to do a Photoshop challenge that's just let's give Andy shit. Because it's been about 17 weeks of giving me shit. And starting to wear on me a little bit. I do cry at night a lot.
Oh.
But my therapist just says that's not normal. So, you know, it's good to be above average, you know. He said not normal, but you're special.
Give or take, yeah.
You know.
There you go, Grant.
Next question comes from Alexander Kozina. It says, hey, Andy, what's in your pocket?
Fucking bitch. Oh.
Did not see that coming. Final question comes from Adam Castellanos. It says, how do I handle my quarantine beard? I'll answer that question for you. I actually was growing mine out recently. This is a real answer. I was growing it out because I wanted to get like really boofy, but it was good. As my beard always does, it gets too big on the sides, not long enough. So I just took a comb, like a straight up like barber comb, and just took maybe like a millimeter off here, and just trimmed this down and sculpted it forward a little bit. I think it worked pretty well. What do you think?
A little shaping.
What do you think?
I think it's getting pretty unruly, Nick.
Do you think it's ugly?
You're gonna look like Gandalf in a couple of weeks. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, I watched the movie The Gentleman starring Charlie Hunnam, and he had a beard like this. And granted, he's like he has those like jacked abs and stuff, and he's skinny and tall and really successful. But I was like, you know what the key to all that is? The beard. It just, I mean, if you have the beard, you get all that, right?
Got it. It's all part of the package, yeah. I have no advice for beard, by the way, Nick. Look, I've been trimming it, and then it's like, oh, I look chubbier, let it grow. And then I grow it, I'm like, oh, my face is chubby, trim it. And then I trim it, I'm like, oh, I look chubby, let it grow. And then it grows out, it's like, oh, I'm still chubby. So then it's like, let me trim it so I can look thinner. But then it's like, oof, man, your face is really showing. You look chubby right now. Maybe you should let it grow out. And then it grows out, and then I trim it.
The real question I want to ask everyone, Andy, is it's not how do you trim the hair up here. It's how do you trim the bear down there?
Back there, because it's on the opposite.
How do you trim the bear back there, down there?
Back there, okay. Like the big boofy one?
The boofalata.
You're just adding it. You're trying to add words to this.
Andy, this has been a fantastic episode. I've enjoyed, as always, co-hosting this show with you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have enjoyed this, but you don't want to give us any bucks, I get it. Hey, leave a comment in the comments below letting us know how you trim your ass hair. And of course, make sure you subscribe to youtube.com/kindoffunny. We have all sorts of cool shows, most of them movie related, but some of them silliness like this one at Internet Explorers. We always do kind of crazy shit. So please continue to support us that way. And if you got a couple bucks to give in this quarantine landscape, we really appreciate it. If you went over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back does at any tier, every dollar counts. Of course, if you're watching this over on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, you're watching live, use that Amazon Prime to get that Twitch Prime subscription. It's free for you. $5 for us. Fuck you, Jeff Bezos. You know what I mean? I didn't mean that, Jeff. Please don't have me killed.
Oh, no.
Please don't. Andy, put him down.
Sorry.
Jeff, he'll fucking kill both of us. It's like we're like ordering a Stephen Bagal for him, you know? He goes in there, he's like, I want a Stephen Bagal with Sylvester Stallone and Jean-Claude Crepe Cheese, and boom, they gave it to him. He fucking kills us. He doesn't give a shit. He doesn't care.
I have something in my pocket for Jeff. Hold on.
What do you have in your pocket for Jeff?
You know what I mean?
I did not see that coming again. You got me again, Andy.
Thank you.
You're so good.
I know.
Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you just been AF'd. I wonder if we were brothers, would we call ourselves the Big Hod Squad? Sorry.